Jimmy, I'm guessing you're a little bit less than happy and probably, well, maybe unhappy about this news. I think caught, well, at least caught me off guard in terms of this, the proposed realignment. The fact that the NHLPA has decided not to go along with it. And I'll just ask you, I mean, how much of a surprise is this to you?
Well, quite candidly, I'm just disgusted. I'm disappointed. But I'm not entirely surprised by that union, to be very honest with you. It really is very, very annoying.
Well, Jimmy, you're very familiar with Don Fehr, you know, from the baseball side, where, as mentioned,
right.
you of course, are an executive VP with the Detroit Tigers and on the Board of Governors of Major League Baseball. With your familiarity with Don Fehr, would you say this surprises you or doesn't surprise you in terms of him being the leader of the NHLPA?
Well, it really disappoints me, Norm. It really disappoints me. You know, let's just take my team, the Detroit Red Wings. Can you imagine that this year we have a schedule under this present format where Toronto doesn't come to Detroit, Montreal doesn't come to Detroit, the New York Rangers don't come to Detroit, and Boston don't come to Detroit? Now, what kind of schedule is that to give the fans? We have fought for years to get some balance to the schedule. Finally, we get it done geographically with a lot of support within the league, and we get to the point where everybody's going to see every team in their building at least once. And now we have this disappointing outcome with that union.
Mm. I'll read the quote for our listeners and for you, Jim. You may have seen him, but I'll read them for our listeners from Donald Fehr. He says, "As realignment affects players, terms and conditions of employment, and the CBA requires the league to obtain the NHLPA's consent before the implementation, over the last month we have had several discussions with the league and extensive dialogue with the players, most recently on an executive board conference call on January 1st. Two substantial player concerns emerged, whether the new structure would result in increased and more onerous travel, and the disparity in chances of making the playoffs between the smaller and larger divisions." Donald Fehr goes on to say, "In order to evaluate the effect on travel of the proposed new structure, we requested a draft or sample 2012-2013 schedule showing travel per team. We were advised it was not possible for the league to do that. We also suggested reaching an agreement on scheduling conditions to somewhat alleviate player travel concerns, but the league did not want to enter into such a dialogue." Jim, I'll just ask you to comment on what Donald
Fehr said. Well, I will comment on it. Obviously, he hasn't considered the Detroit Red Wings or their players. Not a chance, okay? We're an Eastern-based team that goes to the far west, both in the U.S. and Canada, twice. Every year when we open the playoffs, we have to go out to San Jose or Phoenix or L.A. or Vancouver. So when he... it talks about concerns for the players' travel. To me, it's a bit of a joke because that's what the new format sort of corrected for a good number of teams. So it's really disgusting, quite honestly, Norm.
With Hockey Hall of Famer and Detroit Red Wings Executive VP Jim Devolano. Jim, I don't know how often you speak with your players, but Would you be surprised or shocked that your players would agree with Donald Fehr's stance, considering the points you made about the Red Wings circumstances?
Well, you're correct. I haven't talked to the players, but I do know this, that, you know, our players do not like the fact that we are east and we have to go west two times every year. And I can certainly tell you our paying patrons don't like it because they're sick and tired of watching games at midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning back in Detroit. People have to go to bed and they got to get up for work the next day. So I think you can see how hot I am about this thing. I'm really annoyed with it.
Absolutely, with Jim Devolano. Jim, in terms of the what would have been at least one, obviously one visitation by every Eastern Conference team to Detroit and a visit back by the Red Wings to the Eastern, all the Eastern markets, but especially in terms of your team, not necessarily, or well, you don't know yet, but obviously you wouldn't necessarily get now Boston, Toronto, Montreal, like all the traditional rivals, and then some of the, or the teams like the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, hopefully Sidney Crosby's playing again. Is this how tough of a hit would this be on your box office if you were projecting revenues and season ticket sales based on those teams coming in to Detroit?
Well, you know, it's a little hard to know. Thank goodness we have good loyal fans and we have a good fan base. We have a lousy schedule this year in terms of attractions coming in, and I pointed that out earlier. But next year, the way it works, the Detroit Red Wings won't come to Toronto. Can you imagine that? The Detroit Red Wings won't go to Montreal or Ottawa or Boston or New York. That's the type of schedule we've been living under. And after a lot of dialogue and a lot of hard work by the owners in our league and the general managers, we finally get something that is really a good situation for travel, despite what the unions say, okay, and it gets held up.
With Jim Devolano commenting on the NHLPA refusing or declining the realignment that the owners had drawn up for next year. Now, Jim, it certainly looks like this is, I'm just guessing here, it looks like the NHLPA, or at least Don Fehr, would I be guessing, and I guess we'd have to ask him, but would this be a so-called bargaining chip because the CBA, the NHL CBA with the players, expires next September, and I guess they want to get some things and the league want to get something. Would you be viewing it that way?
I'm not sure how we're really to view it. To be very honest, Norm, it's hard to know how to view it, but it's really very, very, very disappointing.
All right. I guess it would. Who knows how long? What I was going to get to is I don't know when this would be revisited. And from what I was led to believe, Jimmy, there were the other issues that come up in the CBA. Those would still have to be discussed, or they were going to be discussed, I believe, between Donald Fehr and Gary Bettman, but not until January anyway. I think Donald Fehr had wanted or expressed that he'd wanted to visit with all the players and teams before he would sit down with Gary to discuss any CBA-related issues?
Yeah, I believe that is correct, Norm. I believe that is correct. I have heard that negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement would start sometime after the All-Star game. That is what I have heard.
All right. All right, we'll move on to by the way, just before we do move on, Jim, have you had a chance to, I know you can't quote me any names, but have you had a chance to speak with other Board of Governors or GMs since this happened?
No, I've been so annoyed, and I'm sure they're annoyed too. So, no, there's not much point in talking about it. It is what it is, and we won't have it next year, and I can tell you there's a lot of unhappy people in Detroit, including a lot of our players, I'm sure.
All right, Jim, the Red Wings, I guess on a happier note, will be visiting the Toronto Maple Leafs. And, everyone knows, the Leafs have become one of those teams that has a reasonable shot at making the playoffs. They've improved their speed, their depth. Under Ron Wilson, certainly Phil Kessel has become a more consistent player and paired with Joffrey Lupul. Consistent scoring threat. I guess, you know, this is the first time for your club in since before the lockout, the Red Wings have faced a Maple Leaf team that's been this competitive.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs have had a good season overall, Norm. I mean, like a lot of teams, you know, they have their ups and downs. We've had our ups and downs in Detroit. We, earlier this year, had a six-game losing streak, so you know, you have ups and downs. It's a long season. But I think on balance, the Leafs certainly are improved. When I've seen them, their top players are pretty good hockey players, and they're on a little bit of a roll now. They're at home, and they're fighting very hard for a playoff spot. So it'll be a tough game tomorrow night, but it should be a very exciting game because we only meet once this year, sadly, and it's always a big game when Detroit and Toronto meet.
Absolutely. All right, Jim, your club has 51 points, so you're only 2 points behind the first place Vancouver Canucks. You're 6-4-0 in your past 10. You won two in a row. I know when you and I have talked before, you wondered how long with the veteran core you have, how long they can maintain a level of excellence, and, you know, would you have to retool or rebuild, or to what degree? So even though this is your baby, so to speak, and has been since 1982, how surprised is Jim Devolano by the performance of your Detroit Red Wings?
Well, I think I'm very happy, Norm. That would be the best way to describe it. Some very positive things that have happened that you might not have known if they would happen, and that is some improvement with some of our upper 20 guys, guys that are 27, 28, people like Jimmy Howard, our goaltender, has taken a nice step forward. Valtteri Filppula, 27 years old, has taken a nice step forward. You know, Nicholas Lidstrom continues, even at 41, to be a pretty darn good defenseman. And then when you add Datsyuk and Zetterberg and Franzen, you know, at a good level of play, it's allowed us to have a pretty darn good first half. So I would say overall, I think we're pretty pleased, kind of with where we sit.